Good morning, and we welcome back to the Daily Pod, State Representative Alex Zimmerman. And good morning to you, Alex.
Good morning to you, Tom.
And, of course, the General Assembly session is winding down. And as far as some of the bills that you have on your plate and some that you've authored and co-authored, where are those stand? Are they, have they moved over to the Senate for consideration, or exactly where are those?
Sure. So the bill that I have over in the Senate, House Bill 1320, dealing with building regulations and unsafe building law, it's up for a third reading vote in the Senate as soon as today or tomorrow. And then if, assuming it passes out of the Senate, it will come back to the House for one more vote. Some other bills that are floating out there, House Bill 1004, which was the 13th check bill as it passed out of the House. The Senate did its work, and unfortunately they took the 13th check out of the bill, so I'm extremely disappointed in that, but there is still about a week to go in the session. The plan is to wrap up on Friday, so hopefully that 13th check language will get back into a bill and we can get that passed.
And this was something that was floated last session, I believe. Of course, this being your first go round, but I understand that this has been something that 13th check has been considered before.
Yes, the House has passed the 13th check repeatedly. It was in our version of the budget last year, and the Senate took it out last year, and we couldn't get it passed in the budget. And that's what's happening this year, and it's disappointing. But I'm hopeful that the Senate, my friends in the Senate, will come around, and we'll see that 13th check get passed this year.
And what would you attribute the fact that the bill gets – this particular bill gets so far then it dies out. Is there anything in particular that you're hearing why this piece of legislation goes by the wayside?
Well, it's just the legislative process. Some things are important to one side of the chamber or one side of the state house and not as important to the other. But I think with this particular piece of legislation, there's concern on the Senate side about this. The 13th check being a short-sighted fix, and they're looking at a more of a long-term fix. And the House's position is that we can do both the 13th check and the Senate had some legislation this year, Senate Bill 275, that would look at a longer-term fix for our pension system in the state. And the Senate doesn't think we can do both, but I think we can. The House thinks we can. So, like I said, I'm hopeful that we can do both the 13th check and some longer-term fix so that we're not having to do a 13th check legislation every year.
And one bill that you authored, House Bill 1320, Building Regulation, co-authored by another local state rep, and Jennifer Meltzer. This is regarding a building regulation. Can you kind of walk us through that and where this bill stands?
Sure. So that 1320 is up for a third reading vote in the Senate either today or tomorrow. Then we'll have to vote on it again in the House. But what the bill does, it pertains to the unsafe building law in part, and it just makes some tweaks to the unsafe building law kind of bring that language into the 21st century. Updating some cost limits from $10,000 to $25,000. And then we'll also define what is a mobile home or manufactured home for purposes of the unsafe building law. And then the other piece of the bill is we're actually giving some local control back to local governments to regulate a little bit more where mobile manufactured homes can be sited in the community and which zoning standards can and will not apply to those mobile homes and manufactured homes in their communities.
And another bill that you're involved in as a co-author this time is one authored by Representative Meltzer. This is House Bill 1204 dealing with the publication of public notices.
Yeah, that's a good bill. And that's just bringing, some more modernization to our notices. Statutes One issue that we run into in particular in smaller communities is newspapers that don't publish but once a week. And so we're trying to allow local governments some more flexibility in how they publish notices. We're not trying to limit the publication notices, just trying to modernize that, help our local governments out as much as we can.
And one more, Alex, House Bill 1206, well, House enrolled Bill 1206. This is authored by, again, Representative Meltzer. You're the co-author, and then also has a sponsorship from a local senator, Gene Lysing. And this is voting by small water and wastewater utilities. Can you kind of tell us what that's all about, please?
Yeah, so that bill arose out of a situation in Representative Meltzer's district where there was a small wastewater utility that was trying to take a vote, quite frankly, on whether to opt out of IURC jurisdiction or not. And the statute as it's currently written makes it so that they have to have an exorbitant number of their membership present to vote. At the annual meeting, it does allow for absentee voting or voting by proxy. So what the bill does is it just says that these utilities can send a ballot to their membership, and the ballot can be returned, and it's just like voting in person. And the hope is that that these small utilities can do their business without having to have 50% of their membership at their annual meeting, but those members still being able to participate in the meeting.
Okay, because I can kind of see where they're coming from, the fact that you have to have, more or less for lack of a better term, really a quorum before votes being taken. But this is something that I imagine that you feel that it creates a lot of flexibility on the members' part.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We're trying not to restrict the utility on the business that they need to get done. We're also trying to make sure that the membership of those utilities have a voice, and that voice can be heard. So it's a good bill, and I'm hopeful, as you said, it went off to the governor. I'm hopeful the governor signs it.
All right, and then with that, we're going to go ahead and take a quick time out. We'll continue our conversation with State Representative Alex Zimmerman right after this.
Don't adjust your radio. The sound that you hear is your stomach. You're having trouble focusing. You can't recall your last meal. You're trapped in the hunger zone. The solution, Batesville To Go. Let To Go deliver a hot, fresh meal to your home or office whenever hunger strikes. To Go delivers the best food from local restaurants. Visit us online at togodelivers.com or call us at 812-727-8800. Batesville To Go. Big city convenience, small town taste.
And welcome back as we continue our visit with State Representative Alex Zimmerman. And Alex, as we alluded to in the first segment, this is your first go around with the legislature. And your overall thoughts on the session and the fact that you've been able to go up there, of course, obviously with your background as a being a former page and also an intern, you've seen how it goes. But from where you sit as a state representative, how have you felt that the session has gone to this point?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a good session. We've got a lot of good legislation passing through this year that will be a benefit to the state of Indiana. And it's certainly been an honor for me to serve in this capacity. I've been thrilled and excited to walk into the State House every day and represent the folks of Decatur, Jefferson, Jennings, and Ripley counties. And I'm, like I said, I'm excited to do so. Our last week of session, I'm a little sad about that because it's been a good session and I've been really excited to represent everybody, but we'll get to go back home, talk about the session, and then hopefully come back and do it again next year.
All right, and of course next year being the budget year, so that's always something to look forward to, as they say. So and then as far as of course it seems like you were out fairly early on this, the fact that you thought that the session would wrap up about a week early. So it's the deadline is next Thursday, the 14th. However, you feel that you believe that the session's going to wrap up by Friday.
I believe so. You know, it's never a guarantee, but that's been our hope that we'll wrap up by this Friday. By law, we're required to adjourn by March 14th. But if we adjourn by Friday, quite frankly, it saves the taxpayers money when we don't have to be in Indianapolis. So it's a good taxpayer saving. And like I said, we can always come back next year if there's something that we missed at the General Assembly. We can come back next year and work on it.
Yeah, that's the thing. Of course, last year there was a lot of heavy lifting. And as we talked early on, back in January, I believe, Alex, that a lot of bills that passed last year, there were some that needed tweaking, and the short session was, the opportunity to do so.
That's right. We looked at this more of an implementation session, making those fine tweaks that we needed to the big list that we did last year. And I think that we've, by and large, that's what we've done.
All right. And then, and again, in case somebody wants to, in the waning days of the session, they need to get a hold of you to voice an opinion on a bill, or they have a question or things like that, how can they go about contacting you?
Yeah, they can call our office at 800-382-9841 or by email at h67@iga.in.gov.
All right. Well, anything else, Alex Zimmerman, before we let you get back to it?
Well, it's like I said earlier, it's been an honor to serve everybody in House District 67. Looking forward to this last week of session, and then be excited to meet with constituents back home to talk about what the good work that we've done this year.
All right. Well, State Representative Alex Zimmerman, we appreciate your time this morning. Stay well, and hopefully we can catch up again down the road.
Great. Thank you, Tom.